Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Sandy Bonaducci in an hour. Meantime, us, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Are you guys one of those people who take your dog or... your case, how many dogs? And do you have cat still?
No. Okay.
All 5 of your dogs to go see Santa Claus for a picture every year?
No.
I've done it. I've got 2 or 3 times. I haven't done it the last couple of years.
Why not?
Well, Rudy's older and he's had health issues the last year.
He doesn't believe in Santa anymore, yeah, Rudy doesn't.
He's grown out of it.
Well, he's an old man now. His Santa days are over. But yeah, I've got photos of him sitting on Santa's lap. Aww. I've got photos of him dressed as Santa sitting on Santa's lap.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a kid, I'd do the same thing.
Where do you do that? Where do they have pet Santa?
Petco.
Oh, Petco.
Had
really?
One.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy the
How
hat,
much does it cost
hat.
You to get a picture of your dog with Santa?
You know, I don't remember because whatever it was, I would have paid it. It was probably $20, $10. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had kids, I'd go down to the mall and do it. And to me, my dog's like my kids, so I didn't think twice. It may seem stupid to some of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me.
I got 5 dogs, just too expensive.
I guess Santa Claus posed with a huge kitty on his lap. I won't say any pussy puns here, Steve, so you can relax. And now he might need rabies shots. Oh, Santa's helper, Jonathan Beddington, was playing the jolly old man at this PetSmart store, and the cat panicked because dogs are around waiting in line,
yeah.
And it bit Santa on the wrist and hand, and one of the witnesses thought the cat was a bobcat, estimating it weighed about 30 pounds.
A bobcat?
Somebody yeah. brought a bobcat in.
So yeah. The owner, her last words before she vanished with her bobcat were, "I have a permit and the cat has all his vaccines," as she's running out the door.
She ran away?
Yeah, the owner and the cat vanished, so they can't test the cat, so now Santa's got to get rabies shots.
Oh,
I was going to say, if it was just a regular, if somebody knows if their animal has rabies or not. Whoa.
Clearly she knew she shouldn't have a bobcat.
Oh.
Aren't bobcats always wild? You can't train them to be nice, pleasant, Disney-like
I mean,
cats. Clearly,
look,
they're biting Santa Claus.
Domestic house cats are tame, but have you ever seen one go ape-ass? I mean,
no.
they can do some damage on you, so I'm sure a bobcat, no matter how tame, they could hurt you.
So Santa's got to get those painful rabies shots where they stick
how
you
in. How did make it all the way up to the line? If there was other dogs and cats, people waiting to get the...
Right.
People
no
like,
one went.
Would you get the bobcat out of here? That thing killed my other cat last year. That's why I'm here getting a new one.
Right.
Bobcats killed cats and people's dogs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Poor Santa Claus.
Scary.
Rabies shots for Santa.
Mm.
Like a Christmas carol they haven't written yet.
Please don't do that again.
I know, it's awful.
Well, you know, had he sat there and died of rabies and cat bites, he would die happy probably because Santa's helper there probably is very happy to do what he does. He probably
so happy, he's jolly.
He's jolly.
Mm-hmm.
Grows his beard all year long just to be Santa Claus for a few days. He probably wouldn't mind dying in a Santa chair dressed as St. Nick.
Chris even Payne. Though it would totally scar the kids for life.
Can you imagine? You die. You die with a kid on your lap. There's a screwed up kid.
If Heidi's dad ever plays Santa, well, you know, I think I'm going to die, kids. I'm just going to go over my sleigh and pass out and die.
Yeah.
Mobby, Kris Kringle isn't breathing. Well, if you're going to die, you should die doing something happy. I mean, if I get my wish, I'll be in the middle of a thrilling story.
No, the thrilling story is when you die.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You have time.
This has the potential to become thrilling.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything for
in this case, you're going to live forever. Eternal life.
I'll make this wholesome story thrilling.
Like
I will.
A vampire.
So this guy was on stage, and a woman ran out on stage and started jiggling her naked breasts and did a cat pun. There, it's exciting, though. Put sex in it. No, this guy died on stage, happy with a smile on his face. He was a member of a band, a rock band, that had just landed a recording contract. I don't know if that means major, minor, independent label, what. But this band had been plugging away, happened in Britain, for years. Finally landed a recording contract, so they were having their celebratory free concert for the adoring fans that had supported them all along. So they're out there on stage. The crowd was roaring. It was actually in front of a college crowd. His name is Dominic Maleri. He's the lead singer of this emerging hardcore rock band just signed to a label. He's exactly where he wanted to be. Everything is fine. And, of course, the crowd was expecting him to do his signature move, which he did. His signature move, which he was known for, that probably helped get them signed, was he was known for howling into the microphone as he would sing, and he would take the microphone cord and coil it tighter and tighter and tighter around his own neck till his face would turn red, like he's hanging himself with his own mic cable. Except in this case, he actually did it a little too tightly. He was able to finish the show, but an hour later complained of dizziness and lack of sensation in his legs. Then he lapsed into a coma, and now he's dead. It was a delayed hanging.
What?
Apparently, he cut off the jugular vein so much that it formed a clot.
Oh, God.
And the clot went to his brain, and then later that night, he was dead. So they saw him, in fact, hanging himself live on stage, but he died.
Well, now, he'll be a legend forever.
Yeah.
From hanging himself like that.
Good news, bad news. Good news is you got a record deal. Bad news is you're dead.
And now there are lead singer auditions for the new signed band.
Soon to be a reality show.
Right.
Jennifer's emailing the show, going back to Bill Murray, saying that, tell Frosty that Bill Murray isn't lonely like he is. He just likes to F with people. People have reported that Bill will come up behind strangers and cover their eyes. And when they turn around and see that it's Bill Murray, he just walks away and says, no one will believe you.
Hilarious.
So he's just like sitting at your table, right, and you tell the story to people. No one's going to believe that I sat down and had right dinner with you or just talked for an hour. No one's going to believe I crashed your party. So tell them.
So
he's just effing with people.
Right.
Which makes him even cooler.
Funny.
He's extremely lonely.
Mm.
It's funny, but it's very, very egotistical. That's an ego trip there.
Yeah, well, but what would
I'm
you do?
I'm such a big star, no one will possibly believe you met me.
Frosty, but
no one will believe I walked into your house.
But there are people like you who get excited when they see Larry King at a pizza place. If I saw Larry King at a pizza place, it wouldn't fade. I wouldn't care. You practically tripped over yourself when you saw Stevie Wonder in the lobby. You were like, yeah.
Take my picture, Frank. Give me a picture.
I'm like, I walked right by him and went, oh, that's kind of cool, Stevie Wonder. And I went and got my tea and came back. I'm like, whoop-dee-doo. So yeah, it's for people
so
like
listen
you.
Listen to this.
All right.
He says, hey, Frank, take my picture of Stevie Wonder. I'm like, all right. And so we're walking down the hallway, and he's like, is the camera ready? Is it on tape? Yeah, it's on tape. I said, so what do you want to do? You want to go up and introduce yourself and pose or something? He's like, no, I just want to like stick my head in there and take a picture.
No.
So you're not going to take it with him? He's like, he'll never know. Just I'm gonna go stand next to him, and I'll look at the camera, and you take a picture with me and him. So we get over there, and there's his entourage.
Right, yeah.
And Frosty's like scooching in there. I'm like, what are you doing? Not everybody here's blind. And so finally, one of the guys he's with says, "You want a picture or something with Mr. Wonder?" And he's like, well, "Yeah." And he's like, well, give it a minute. He's in a conversation right now. He's sitting on the couch talking to
right,
some woman.
Right, yeah, I saw all those people.
He was being interviewed by some other CBS radio station. Happened to be in the shared lobby we have.
There's an Frank interview. Is right. They were just sitting on the couch together. I didn't see any microphones or tapes.
Well, the guy who shooshed me away said something effective. He's being, I think, when this interview is done, you can talk to
him. Oh, really?
This all happened during a commercial break yesterday. So I know we only had like 2 minutes till we had to go back in the air. So I couldn't hang around and have a conversation, so I just wanted to sneak in, snap. I could tell people I talked to him. I'm right there with him.
But there's a bunch of people around watching you basically make fun of a blind guy because he can't see you're standing next to him posing in a picture.
I know. It didn't turn out like I thought it would. And I didn't get the photo.
I was like, here's your camera. I'm out of here.
Craig just left. No photo. Like, I'll ever get a chance to meet Stevie Wonder again. I had my chance. No.
Why don't you go meet him and get your picture taken?
He was talking to that lady, and we were back on the air, and anyway.
Missed your opportunity.
You could have taken the photo as we were walking up there. You could see Stevie behind me, and I could be pointing at him, but no.
But then everybody
it'd be great if Stevie Wonder walked up behind you and put his hands over your eyes. Turn around. I'll never believe you. I think all celebrities should do that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't it what you do when you're 58 years old, you have a midlife crisis, you're lonely, and you need an ego boost to convince yourself you're still a relevant big star? And I'm not saying he's not, but that's what you would do to convince yourself you're big, is to go up and make people be impressed by meeting you.
It's sort of like the story I told about...
It's like giving you out your phone number off the air.
No one will believe
you. I get calls all the time.
Like when Gary Busey. Now, you know, Gary Busey's a famous guy. I mean, he's not A-list, maybe, but maybe in his day he was.
Not.
Right? But, you know, when we're at Santa Monica Pier and he goes, hey, Blondie, you know where you can go get me a chili dog? And I was like, Now, if I would tell this, you're like, yeah, one time I'm in Santa Monica and Gary Busey came up to me and asked me if I could get him a chili dog, they would never believe me.
Tell that
me
at Christmas time back in Bates.
They'll never believe me.
See, that's like, cool, though.
Gary who?
Gary who? I have never heard of him. You know, Mommy played Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly story? No?
See, I don't find any fault with that. And that was 10 years ago, and he was hotter 10 years ago than he is now.
We know Ruth Buzzy.
I'll tell him. Mary, I'll change the whole story.
Ruth Buzzy asks you for a chili dog. They're like, really? Oh, my God. Can I touch you?
He just came up to ask you the directions of the hot dog stand. Now, had he walked into your house when you were having a party and started dancing, knowing you wouldn't kick him out because you would kick anyone else out except a celebrity.
Right.
Because celebrities get away with murder. Mm-hmm. Fine. Walk into my house at 3 a.m, dance.
You know now what I'm thinking? Perhaps Bill Murray pooped in my closet. Came in when... I'll never believe you. Well, now I'm really keeping it. I'm not giving it to the detectives at the LAPD. I'm keeping it. That's Bill Murray's poop. Or maybe not.
Oh, celebrities in the news. Golden Globe nominees announced. Want to hear a couple or not?
Sure.
Do you really?
If you took the time, let's hear it.
It's quick, though. You'll be happy to know that in the television drama category, best television drama, 5 nominees. Any guesses?
Dexter.
Dexter!
As it should be.
Another one that's one of your favorites.
House,
yes. In Treatment, Mad Men, and True Blood.
Yeah, I don't watch any of those others, so I would say Dexter's going to take it, but I can't. I don't know, as I don't watch the others.
4.
Mad Men will probably take it.
Mm.
Yeah, they said that's an awesome show.
Never seen it.
No, I haven't seen the creation of True Blood. You guys keep quoting me is from that guy, but I hear it's good too.
It's good, but it won't win.
Best Television Comedy nominees are. Oh, come on, there's one.
I'm trying to think if I even watch any comedies.
Or actually, the Emmy.
But 2.5
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Think Sex Rehab, X-Files. Think...
Californication.
Californication. Yeah. Think...
That's a comedy?
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't call that a comedy.
It's more than...
I mean, there's funny stuff, but...
It's no pussy pun, but it's good stuff.
No, I love the show. I watch the show, but I wouldn't put that in... It's like... I don't know. I think I'd put
that in... Yeah, it's a comedy. I laugh all the time.
Well, yeah, I know. It's I do, too. It just doesn't seem like a comedy.
Curb Your Enthusiasm isn't nominated, but you would call it a comedy, not
that's
drama.
That's a comedy, but that's no Californication.
I don't think it's on anymore.
Really? Yeah. 30 Rock, Californication, 3 to go. 1, think Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Entourage.
Another one. Oh, very good. Based on a British show. Done well here. Steve Carell.
Oh, The Office.
The Office. And lastly, Frank, here's a hint.
Here.
Weeds.
Yeah, I just got that on. I got season 1 on DVD.
You just started watching it?
I haven't started watching it yet because I'm so backlogged with everything else. But yeah, I think over the holidays we're gonna watch another season 1 of Weeds. Yeah, that's what I hear.
For film, Best Picture Golden Globe nominees, drama are Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
How does it get nominated already when it hasn't opened yet? I don't get that.
Well, I guess they get to see it ahead of time. I thought Golden Globes was nominated by the populace.
I don't know.
That's people's choice.
Oh, okay. So that one, Frost Nixon. The Reader, Revolutionary Road, and Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly...
The Reader sounds like an exciting flick.
What is The Reader?
Does it have subtitles?
You'd like it, Frosty. It has Kate Winslet in it.
Oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
No.
Oh.
A kid that looked like him when he was young.
Oh.
And she has an affair with a 13-year-old boy. And
really?
And finds out later that she has committed war crimes.
Yeesh. It's a comedy, then.
Yeah. Uplifting.
Jeez. So, a fun date movie.
I love her, though.
Oh, she's great. I love
sexy
her today.
Sexy woman.
They have sex, then he reads to her. It's called The Reader.
The Reader. Okay. Yeah. Do you think they show... I mean, clearly it's
Yeah, they're in the tub together while he's reading.
Wait, wasn't that a Nicole Kidman film a couple years ago where she was taking a bath with a child?
It's a new thing. Taking a bath with a child.
And Gold Globe nominees for
Everyone
comedy.
Everyone do it tonight. Report back tomorrow.
Burn After Reading. Which I hear is good and I didn't see. Happy Go Lucky.
Oh, I thought that was written on your paper.
No. Mamma Mia. Vicky Cristina Barcelona and one I saw, which is very funny, in Bruges, starring Colin Farrell. There you go.
There's 27. You're a big Colin Farrell fan.
He's good. He's a great actor. And it's a funny, unappreciated film in Bruges, Belgium. See it.
All right.
There's 37 more, but I'll leave you at this.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there really 37 more?
At least 37 more, at least.
Well, because you did that list, I'm going to do a list, too.
All right.
Well, it's a short list of the geekiest moments of 08.
On this show? Or
no,
in
the world. I don't know how many I marked here. They have 50, but I'm not going to read all 50.
I would.
Number 42 was New Zealand man creates personal jetpack. Geek!
Kind of cool, though.
That's cool. How's that geeky?
I mean, if it works, it's cool.
Created, Thank you. Need a jetpack in my garage.
Well, it's cool to be an astronaut.
That would be kick-ass.
Yeah.
Number 39 was new camera can see through clothes. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Also very cool.
Nice.
Not geeky.
But geeky to make to invent
okay.
that.
Okay.
Technology geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Number 35 was Indiana Jones meets aliens in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either.
Aliens are in that?
Now that I know that, I want to see it even less. I heard bad things about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what ruined it.
Huh.
Number 30 was a complete set of Star Wars figures auctioned off at Christie's.
Oh.
Okay.
For how much?
It doesn't say very much, but it's just like they'll auction off things that are actually worth something.
They might be made of precious.
No, just all the figures.
Well, see, maybe there's not a complete set. See, maybe you know you might have Kirk.
They just sold some crazy blue diamond for $24 million.
Yikes!
But they also sold all the Star Wars figures.
Mm.
Okay. Call me crazy. I've never collected baseball cards or comic books. I've collected coins, so I understand some things have value that the rest of people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people holding comic books that are worth thousands of dollars. I wouldn't give you 25 cents for, but it's very valuable
right. In
those circles. So I guess there's people who collect Star Wars characters.
Number 24, young people can register to vote via Xbox.
I never even heard of that.
I missed that.
We should know about that, probably.
Okay.
21, hackers crack Sarah Palin's email account.
Yeah. That was good.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
God,
nothing
I really
revealing
talk
there.
About
Wake
the reader.
Up.
Talk about the reader. Yeah. All right.
Sulu gets married.
How's that geeky? How's that geeky?
And Shatner wasn't invited.
Shatner dissed.
Yeah.
See, number 7, Wolf Blitzer talks to fake hologram. Everyone makes Star Wars jokes.
Oh, the election
that should
night.
Be number 1.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That was awesome.
I thought that was geeky.
No, but geeky, but awesome.
Geeky awesome, yes, both.
This is stupid. Number 5, Tina Fey becomes everyone's geek girl crush.
Dumb.
Why number 4, Batman dies in his comic book.
What?
This year, Batman died. Hmm. And so did Captain America, didn't he?
I don't know.
Well, you said, are they going to bring him back miraculously through?
He's dead.
Forever dead?
Oh,
how could he?
It's Batman.
How can he go Batman 09 when Batman's dead?
Mm.
We'll find a way.
Let's see. Number 3, Large Hadron Collider fails to destroy Earth.
Oh, yeah, that thing I was worried about. It's going to make a black hole and swallow the planet.
But it did nothing.
It broke down.
It broke.
Yeah. Maybe God broke it. Said, no, not yet.
Don't take back to the store. Call this number. Number 2, Obama becomes the first geek president. He grew up reading Spider-Man and Conan comics as a Star Trek fan who made the live long and prosper symbol when he met Leonard Nimoy. Geek!
Oh, boy, that is geeky.
He wears mom jeans.
Oh, he does.
Add that.
Yeah.
Number 2, Dark Knight becomes the number 1 movie of the decade.
Well, box office was huge, yeah. Okay. I don't know how that qualifies as geek, though.
Because it's
the
comic.
It's a comic book,
If you don't know it's geek, that means it's geek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That means you are one. Like, who's that one friend that never... If you don't know who it is, it's you.
Exactly, yeah.
Number 1, the fact that Frank Kramer actually read this list on the radio.
Oh! Thank you. Yes, I know. Look at you made the list.
It's all filler, folks. It's all been filler today.
Not all.
All.
Not all.
Every bit.
But since you are mentioning filler, the latest trend, people are so uptight about how they look that... Plastic surgeons are being called to funeral homes so that you look good and you can
give her some boobs.
Yes, that's what people are asking
boobs?
For. Boobs?
I can understand maybe
facelift,
face work.
Juvederm, Botox, facial fillers, line fillers, all that work. Morticians said for
Botox
years.
Botox won't work.
it'll get rid of lines. It will get rid of lines.
No, it won't.
I don't know. That's what this guy is saying. He said, and morticians said that we've been doing it for years. On a very spackle and putty kind of way, but people aren't okay with that because sometimes it looks like spackle and putty, but plastic surgeons go, that's a recent boom in cosmetic procedures is being called the funeral home.
Well, there's a problem, Heidi. If you didn't look nearly that good in life and you didn't have breasts in life and you had wrinkles in your forehead in life and everyone knew you like that, that's how they're going to expect to see you. If I look down in the casket...
Dan's good.
Yeah, I know.
Then you're going to look fake
and
phony. That's
what I was like, wow, Grandma's 90, but my God, she looks just like Jessica Alba. She's fantastic. I can't believe she's gone.
I do get the double chin because if you're laying down, you get a double chin.
They get rid of that. They can get right, just get in there and suck that out. That's what they're doing. They're plumping lips, smoothing lines, boosting sagging parts, and people are
full body lipo, Frosty, so the casket's not so damn heavy.
Yeah, you don't want Frank to have a hernia.
I gotta dance. This is my song. It's the one I dance to. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Check out our website if you haven't lately, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. One of the reasons is some cool Photoshops you maniacs have sent us. FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com.
There's not much time left in the show, but I got an email from a guy asking for some advice. And he wants to know, do I have to tell my wife I'm taking my Viagra? He doesn't know he has it, as long as he has a prescription for it.
Okay.
Do you need a prescription anymore? Just order it online.
I'm not sure.
But he's taking it, and he hasn't told his wife, and he wants to know if he should.
Mm. Well, I'm a little disturbed that he doesn't feel he knows his wife well enough to confide in her that he needs it. Should he tell her no? He's got reasons not to, for whatever those reasons are. But it seems like he should be comfortable enough with his own wife to say, "Honey, just so you know, I'm on Viagra." He should be able to, but
she's gonna say why?
Right. Well, that's the problem.
Because you don't find me attractive
you
anymore.
Need it. You need Viagra to be with me. You need Viagra.
It's not about you. It's my body. But, yeah. I'm getting older. I'm tired. Is there something going on with my cells? I don't know. It's not you.
So you're embarrassed to tell me you're impotent?
I'm still having sex with you. I still want to have sex with you as much as ever. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm having an issue on my end, so I need the pill. I don't see why he wouldn't be cool with telling her. And to keep it from her means now he's keeping secrets that are very important about the relationship
from his own
life. Well, yeah, it's your sex life.
Well, the secret is that she finds out you're keeping, that you're taking erection pills.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, why didn't
she's not going to leave you for that.
Well, no, she's saying, honey, why didn't you feel like you could tell me that?
Because it's a male thing and it's embarrassing. Do I have to reveal?
Right.
Like, how do you mention with a plastic surgery for dead people? But what if, you know, Frosty, you color your sideburns, but what if you wanted to get rid of those wrinkles all over your face? Well, you don't have any wrinkles because they're all pushed out.
The fat keeps them all.
Just say you were thinner.
Right.
You lost the weight, now you're wrinkled. Would you have to go tell your wife you're going down to get some Botox? Why tell her?
Right.
It's Botox. You got rid of some wrinkles. Why do you have to go in there and discuss it with her first?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell my wife I'm taking Botox. Should I tell her?
Well, the thing is, I probably would mention it to her because if I just showed up with a Botox forehead, she is my wife and I am her husband and she saw me the way I was. Maybe she likes me the way I am and maybe I don't have to get it. See what I'm saying?
She just thinks she can't surprise you anymore.
Ta-da! Nothing.
Normally your eyebrows go up and you get the surprised look on your face. What's wrong?
Well, if she comes home with lip injections and I don't particularly care for the big pouty lip look, honey, why didn't you ask me? I would have said you were just fine.
Well, but
you did.
Like you said, it's not you, it's my problem.
Right.
So I'm taking this.
For
so
me.
If she doesn't like her lips, who are you to say she can't get lip
implants?
Well,
it's like if I know that we're going to have an intimate, you know, sometimes it's spontaneous, but I would venture a guess when you're older and you've got a family, it's a little more planned sex-wise. You're not just like, you know, taking each other. It's like, tonight, baby, you know, it's going to be tonight. It's on a date night or whatever. So what if, as a woman, I got to go in before you grab me and I go, I'm just going to go right back. I'm just going to go freshen up. And I lube myself so you don't know that I have a dry issue. That you can't do it.
Do you think I care?
No, but I'm saying it's the same thing. I mean, it's like, well, I go do that. So you think when you're with me and you're kissing me and then you feel, you're like, yeah, I still got it.
Yes. So
right.
When I find out that's just...
I do pre.
You and some KY his and hers in there.
Right. You know, I do it because I want you to still feel like... Because I am attracted enough to you that I still want to have sex, but I'm older and maybe my physical being isn't producing...
I have no problem with that.
Okay. That you don't maybe turn a girl on. But you know you get hot when you know you're rocking a girl and turning her on and getting everything flowing. That's hot when you're doing that. You're like, oh, yeah, you like it?
You're like, yeah, I produce enough of my own. She doesn't even need to get anything.
I get you'd be embarrassed to tell me that.
Well,
and
yeah.
I get that I'd be embarrassed to tell you I need Viagra. But because we're married and man and wife with all these years behind us, we're supposed to be soulmates, best friends, and all that. You're around so I can confide you. In you, things just like this. I have a health issue. I have a body thing going on.
But see, back when you used to love each other in the beginning, there were little secrets. You didn't reveal everything about yourself when you first met and
right.
when everything was great and you wanted that person. Why can't you continue little secrets that aren't
hurting
relationship
anybody.
Enders?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking some Viagra, you know, and she doesn't know it.
Right.
Big deal.
I think it's a big secret. That's
really?
Way beyond little. Because that has a direct relation to our sex life.
Depends on how much Viagra you take.
Yeah.
Well, that's significant to our relationship.
But she's going to leave me for it if she finds out.
The fact that you didn't talk to each other about it seems to signal there's a bigger issue that you two can't tell each other anything, and you should be able to tell each other anything. Again, go with the fact that I have been accused of coloring the temples of my hair with Just for Men or Grecian formula about every 7 or 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would ever do that, but some think I do.
Right.
And if I did, and if I were married, I would tell her. Because I want you to know, honey, some people say I gray right here on the side, like Mitt Romney or Dan Quayle. And if I did gray, I would use this box right over here, and here's what I would do. I would smear it in like this, wait 5 minutes, take a shower.
Why do you think she would care?
Because it's my body. And
no, but why do you think she would care?
Because it's something that's very important to me.
But why would she care?
She should care, because
why?
She's my wife.
It's your sideburns.
Mm-hmm.
I would care if she colored her hair.
Really?
If she's going gray and doesn't want to be gray, and she's got mental hang-ups about it, she should. That's something I should
know
about.
You know when a guy gets home from work, if his... She will color her hair, and you're supposed to notice it.
Right.
It's always a surprise hair color.
Look at
it's never
blondie.
A discussion,
right.
And then you sit down with all the color chart and pick out something nice for her. No, it's always a surprise, and if you don't notice, you're in the doghouse.
Yeah, you have to pay attention.
You didn't say one thing about my hair. What? What'd you do? I colored it. I'm a redhead now.
No wonder you're more of a bitch.
Well, in my house...
Fiery bitch.
There'll be discussions of hair coloring in my house.
Oh,
and Viagra and Botox and everything else.
I don't know. I told you I got in trouble with the Italian because I was going to get Botox. Just, you know, I have this line in the middle of my eyebrows that I've had ever since I was 8 years old. I mean, that's the only place
Why does she get mad for you wanting to work on your face?
She likes me the way I am. No, but she just, because she's heard bad things about it, she's like, that's
your
rat poison. That too. But that's rat poison. And it came out one day, we were all together, and we were out at this little bar in Simi Valley, and we start talking about, I would never do anything, and I don't know, I don't care, maybe I would. I would do plastic surgery, and I'm like, oh, I would in a heartbeat. If I, you know, it's already starting. I would admit it. I don't have a problem with it. I don't get the people who don't admit it. And I said, I do Botox. And I mean, forks, everybody stops, and my friend Yvonne's like, what? You're injecting poison into your head. And I'm like, well, I beats having a big, deep crease in my forehead. And the Italian was like, when do you do this?
Maybe that's just a lesbian thing.
Lesbian thing?
Well, yeah, y'all want to end up looking like leather purses.
You did say purse.
Yes, I did.
No, but it was just weird for her, I think, because she... Why would you keep that from me? Like, she just wanted to know, when do you go? You never say, oh, hey, I'm going to be late getting home. I'm going to a Botox appointment.
When it comes to beauty maintenance,
right,
you go do your thing.
Right.
You want to go to the beauty shop. I'm not asking you for your itinerary at the beauty shop. What do you plan on having done?
Right.
You go and you take care of yourself, whatever makes you feel better about yourself. You come home to me.
Right. Yeah.
It's always a surprise to me what you get done. I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like the Italian thinks like I do. I would also be...
Unless it's like tattooing eyebrows on or something crazy. Well, okay. You know I'm not into that.
Yeah. But I think it's just being able to share. Like, well, why?
And
why
you weren't able to share. And that made her wonder, well, why can't you share that with me?
Her thing was, when do you do this? You've never mentioned, hey, I got a Botox appointment. And
someone's
I'm like,
got a control issue.
And I go, I do it right after work. I go right after work. I'm in there by 2:30. I'm home. You never know.
And you didn't feel like you could tell me that you stick rat poison in your head? What do I mean to you? What am I? Chop liver? You couldn't tell me?
So I guess the question is, do you have to reveal to your partner if you're getting any work done whatsoever? And this specific question from this guy, do I have to tell my wife I'm taking Viagra?
888-520-9710 is the number. Hello, David.
Hey, what's going on? Frank's Army.
What's up, David?
I think this guy should definitely tell his wife, because what if he's, you know, he's at work thinking about it all day, then he takes the pills, and later on she's like, you know what, I'm really not in the mood, you know, I got stomach cramps. Now he's basically, you know, screwed for the rest of the night.
You see, I don't know.
I want to know, has Rocky told Rudy Dog that he's taking
Viagra? Oh, interesting.
None of your beeswax, DVD.
Actually, he's on Cialis, I think, isn't it? Isn't that what you're taking?
I guess there's the risk that if she finds it, or that she might think that you didn't tell her because you don't find her attractive anymore.
That's the reason
you couldn't tell her.
Yeah.
Is because she's the reason you're taking, not the reason you get frosty, that there's just some issue. Can't seem to be doing the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She might think that I'm old and he's just not attracted to me and he needs this medication so he can make love to me.
Well, there you go.
I'm a miserable failure as a wife.
Yes.
You can snuff all those thoughts out by when explaining. And Heidi also
said... But isn't it great to make her think that for a little while?
Why?
Keeps her on her toes.
You are dead inside.
No, it keeps her on her toes.
An evil monster.
Let her believe that it's her for a little while and think, no, honey, no.
That's what you do to the woman you love. A mind game.
What's a little, 30 seconds or a day and a half?
Until you get a woman to love, don't even talk to me about mind games.
Well, I'm not going
to
make her feel bad unless I have to. And Heidi also suggested that, yeah, if she finds your Viagra and you never told her it's for her, she's going to think you're cheating on her. And it's for the sweet
honey.
Yeah,
like you got
at work.
22-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's that.
So, a 22-year-old girl you got to keep up with.
Good luck explaining it. What's the period called when you're waiting for your next one to arrive?
The waiting for the next one period.
I guess you got to have one first. I'm asking Heidi.
The premenstrual thing are you talking about?
No, not period.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Period of time between erections.
Refractory.
Refraction.
Refractory period.
Refractory period.
Yeah.
As you get older, Frosty, those are longer.
A little longer, yeah.
So maybe you're dating a younger woman and you need a quicker refractory period.
See, so that's what I think. That's why you tell her just so she...
assume you're cheating.
You're up.
Let her think that for a little while.
You know, day and a half.
If
keep her on her toes.
If you're not cheating and you're not taking it because she's ugly, let her think that for a little while.
Mm.
And I have a refractory period. Mine are measured in decades now, but I'm still having one. I'm still working on
it. Your whole life is a refractory
still
period.
Still crawling up the ramp.
Always waiting for something to come back.
888-5.
Everything eventually leaves. It never comes back.
Sandy, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have to say, Frosty, a lot of times I really feel like they're picking on you and they should let you have your...
Boogers
your
are meant to be picked.
Oh, that's a good line.
I got
exactly.
That from you.
I know.
But you know what? I have to agree with Frank and Heidi today. You're an idiot.
I ain't no idiot.
I can only see, you know, hair color, things that are not going to really change. The only thing you would tell somebody, I think, should be if it's a medical issue. You know, if you've got heart problems and you take Viagra and you keel over, it might be nice that she knows.
Why is it you think, I'm putting words in your mouth, but don't most people who are married or serious couples tell each other where they're going to be? Honey, I'll be home after work. Honey, I'm going to stop by Ralph's on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know where they are. How come that's important that you go into Ralph's? But it's not important that you take Viagra or color your hair or you're getting Botox in your head. Seems to me if you can tell her where you're going to the grocery store, you should tell her you take a pill to stay sexually active.
That's a time thing. It's like you're usually home at a certain time and the schedule is changing. And you're going to call and say, I'm not going to be home. You know, I'm going to stop by Ralph's first. So don't be worried. Don't be calling the cops. Don't call the hospitals. That's why when you're with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you should be told? If you just should you tell them if you need a drug to stay sane? Let's say they diagnose you as bipolar.
Of course.
Okay,
there
you go.
That's a medical
thing. Well, so is Viagra. Honey, there's a condition I have that a pill fixes. Just want you to know I'm on these pills to stay happy.
No, but I wasn't insane before when you met me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So
but
you
similar.
The Viagra, if you're saying now you are impotent. When we met, it worked. Now you're claiming impotent. You cannot do it without Viagra. Right? Such changes because, yeah, if you were always on crazy medication, then maybe you don't say anything. So when I met you,
if you're impotent, Viagra helps. I think that you're just screwed. If you have erectile dysfunction, it's not impotency, is it?
I don't know. There's a difference.
One's no coming back from.
Yes. Right.
And then one, there's these drugs for.
I thought Viagra would fix it even if you're impotent. I thought that's the point of it.
No, it will.
Right.
If you're impotent, Viagra works for you. But some,
really?
Yeah, but some guys
take
Viagra.
I thought there was no coming back.
No. But some guys take Viagra who aren't impotent. They just want to get a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, hello.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I usually don't agree with Frosty, but, you know, in this matter, I do.
Yay!
In a case where if it's, you know, your partner did find out that, you know, they were taking a prescription for, you know, for sexual reasons, I'd want to know why you weren't able to tell me. You know,
what would be the first thing that popped in your mind that you would think he's taking it for if he didn't tell you?
Well, I mean, obviously an embarrassment, you know, or like you mentioned, an erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, so why embarrass him by telling him you found his Viagra? If he doesn't want to tell you, he doesn't want to tell you.
Well, then it comes down to a trust issue. We should be able to trust each other. Why wouldn't you want to tell me?
I can't trust you, and the first thing you want to do is embarrass me.
So, Cindy, like, okay, for a woman, an embarrassing thing is probably, what, a yeast infection, okay? So now let's say you get one, and you know you can clear it up with gynalotrimin, a one-day thing, and be done with it. Do you share that with your husband?
If he asks, I would.
No, but
yes,
if he doesn't ask, do you go, God, honey, you know what? I have a yeast infection. I'm going to have to run to Save-On and go get some...
Yeah. Have you ever walked through the house going, honey, have you seen my douche? Or would you just slip out and go buy some more?
You know, you just want to keep things because it's embarrassing. So you're like, if I have this under control without him needing to know, then I'm not going to go share that I've got the, you know, the itchy tween.
Right. Right.
A yeast infection, a one-day thing that's going to be gone in 40 hours, different from something I may need for the rest of my life. A shot of Viagra medicine to keep... That's entirely different from the zit of the week.
Mm.
Not the same at all. It's not the same.
What about
all.
A zit on your erection? Do you tell her? I don't know.
There's a good pussy pun in there somewhere, but it would be edited, so I
of
won't say
it. Of course it would be.
A pussy pun.
All right.
So that's the question. Do you tell your wife you're taking Viagra? This listener wants to know. He's been taking it, and he's been keeping it a secret, and he's afraid she might find out.
Right back with your calls after this. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Danny Morducci, top of the hour. Tom Likas at 3. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
So the question from a listener is, do I have to tell my wife I'm taking Viagra? Email audience is asking questions like, well, how old is this guy? And he doesn't say how old he is. He just is taking Viagra, and his wife doesn't know.
Hmm.
888-520-9710. Sherry, what do you think about that?
Well, I would just have to say that my husband did that. He was taking it, and he didn't tell me about it. And when I found out about it, it was more of a point of him not being able to trust me than the fact that he was taking it.
Trust you with what?
I'm sorry?
Trust you with what?
Well, with the fact that he was having a problem and didn't want to talk to me about it.
But where, I don't understand the trust there.
Well, because he went and bought something and was taking it without talking to me about
was
it.
Was he afraid that you would go and tell all your girlfriends your husband's taking Viagra?
I don't think it was anything like that. I think he was more embarrassed by the fact that he was taking it.
But that's what I don't get. If he doesn't trust you with the knowledge, what are you going to do with the knowledge that he doesn't trust?
I don't think it's about the trusting her not to tell anybody. It's just, she's saying, trust me, you can come to me with anything that you don't share with me. If you're worried about it, if it's a concern of yours, that's the most intimate thing on a man. That's his whole world is wrapped up in his wiener. So that is an important thing. And so I get that you want to keep it a secret. I get his side of it, but I also get a girl's side of it where you say, honey, it's cool. Tell me. Pop it. Tell me you're
going to... Well, what if you leave me for someone who can? Just
naturally. You know what? Actually, we have a great sex life, and, you know, knowing about it just makes it that much, you know, that much better.
Really?
I think so.
Well, because you know that he might be in it for the long haul, too. You're like, ooh, it's probably better because he might last a little longer, right?
Oh, definitely.
But if you didn't know, and all of a sudden he's firmer and lasting longer, you'd think you're rocking it out. Right, Sherry?
That is true. That is pretty
funny. Well, see, I don't know. I think that would worry me because I'd be like, wow, in the old days, he lays me down, and in about 3 minutes, he's had it, and now he's 15 minutes later. I'm going, you're not turned on by me anymore? We're going to, you used to be able to, ooh, 3 minutes, that's flattering. That you're like, man, you're hot. I last 3 minutes, but now you're going 15, 20 minutes, and I'm thinking I've lost it.
Or, who are you thinking of? You thinking of your secretary? You think of me. I get the trust thing, Frank. If you've had a family together, you had children, you have sex, you've touched every inch of each other's body, and now you have something you can't tell me about, the mental connection there, we don't have is strong enough to handle whatever it is, what am I to you?
I think because women are way too sensitive and blow things way out of proportion. That's like Heidi there. All of a sudden, we're having great sex. And during sex, she starts thinking about, well, why is he lasting this long? Back in the day, she's having this whole inner monologue.
That is true.
You're not even into the moment with me anyway.
Mm.
And here I'm taking this stuff so I can still rock your world and make you happy.
Well, tell me that. So now I know. And now I know why we're doing it a little bit longer. And now I think that would make it better.
Maybe it is you.
Oh,
maybe it is you, and that's why
I was thinking the right thing then. I was right to think that.
Well,
you want out? Is that what you want? Are we done?
What do you get when you combine keys and seagulls? Kegels. Try them.
Oh, romance.
Tom in Calabasas.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Tom.
Good.
I just want to say you cracked me up. But Heidi, Frosty was saying, you know, I was in the hospital, almost died, and I got out, and I felt I couldn't tell my wife because she was used to a long-distance runner, and I didn't want to cut back on my time. Now she complains that I'm running a marathon, and she's doing a 100-yard dash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I have problems. But, Frank, I wanted to tell you something. One of the coolest things I just thought about is I was thinking about going to a therapist, and I was thinking that maybe that would get me my money's worth. You know?
I don't think we know.
What?
So you didn't catch that one. Huh?
When you said, you know, no answers, we don't know. What?
Oh. Should I have?
A massage therapist. Come on.
Oh, Tom, now we get it.
Clever, that one, Tom is. Hello, Tyson in Ontario.
Hey, guys. All the relationship stuff aside, in case of an emergency, your husband or your wife should really know everything about all the medications you're taking. If you're ever sick or in a car accident, you went to the hospital and you were taking Viagra, that could have a bad reaction with other medications they want to give you. And if your wife doesn't know, you could be screwed. You could die.
All right. If I've had an accident and they take me to the hospital and I'm completely passed out, but I have an erection, maybe the doctor should figure that out.
Yeah. Boy, he went right through the windshield, but he's still aroused.
Is he on Viagra? I don't think so. Well, okay. We run a blood test on this guy's erection. I've seen enough episodes of ER to know that.
Right.
Megan in Irvine, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Megan?
I never agree with Frosty, ever. And I think there's something wrong that I do, but...
Why do people have to preface it with that? Can't you just agree with me without apologizing?
It's awesome to do that. I totally agree with you. Even if it's not medication, I mean, dyeing your hair, I'm probably crazy, but I tell my boyfriend everything.
Yeah, that makes you annoying.
It totally does, but if I have a yeast infection, I'm not going to the store to get the stuff. He can do it.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's...
Oh, my.
Wonderful. Oh. All right. Thanks for agreeing with me anyway.
Not only is he a man has to buy Gynalotrimin, but now everybody at the Save-On knows his wife has been baking bread. That's embarrassing.
And sourdough.
That's awful.
I kind of agree with Frosty. I mean, being a good lover isn't about the firmness of your manhood. It's about consideration for your partner's needs and being able to talk openly to your partner about those needs.
Oh, my God.
I think he was straight face saying that.
He had me there for about 5 seconds.
And then,
wow.
And then I'm like, God, I'm overacting.
Of all the things you came
with. You know, talking to your partner.
Dude, man.
I couldn't do it.
Noble effort, though.
Thank you.
Apologies next. Danny, top of the hour. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, mister. It's Calamity Jane from Deadwood. Now, I'm sick and tired of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank pissing people off. See, suckers. I should have my best friend, Wild Bill Hickok, shoot him. So they better apologize or I'm going to make sure they get fed to the hogs. See, suckers.
We apologize to my dad, my distinguished grandmother, Polaroid, and any caller who agrees with me.
Doctors, shallow men, and quadruple amputees.
My daughter, Mr. Ballsack, Romania, and testicular malformations.
Talking Heads, Grey's Anatomy, and Bill Murray.
My mom and dad, Kroger's, Bottled Water, and Santa Bob.
Jabba the Hutt, Oatmeal, Captain Caveman, and Jenny Craig.
Hair colorers, Eric Smees, and Dennis at Genghis Cohen.
Masturbating women, mangled cats, Bonnie Beaver, and plastic surgeons for funerals.
Lipitor, Ruth Buzzy, Seagulls, and Viagra. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 MSN Talk. Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.